Hello, fantasy managers. Welcome back to another episode of the First Pitch Podcast here on the Pitchless Podcast Network. My name's Carr Spicard. I will be your host for this weekend edition of the pod. Let's get into everything baseball related from Friday, July 10th. We will start, as always, with our news and notes. And the big headline news, Shohei Ohtani, the superstar himself, has been scratched from his start yesterday with left knee inflammation, and he has also been scratched from the All-Star game. There isn't any word on the severity of this injury. It seems to be, at least for the moment, just the Dodgers nursing their superstar, making sure nothing goes awry. But nevertheless, some bad news coming from the Dodgers and indeed coming from the sport of baseball, as the All-Star game will lose the most electric player in generations. Zach Gelof hits a 10-day IL with a right knee laceration. Saw the video for this one. He dove and collided hard with the wall in foul territory. Rough, not the gnarliest of video, but definitely you can see, ow. And he will take some time on the IL, aided by the All-Star break. Jacob deGrom may miss extended time due to a left glute strain. He will miss his start on the 12th, and he may make an IL stint per Skip Schumacher. We'll skip to some transactions here. A lot of activations. Jeremy Peña, Ryan Jeffers, and the headliner Munetaka Murakami have been activated from the IL. Mick Abel was transferred to the 60-day IL in rougher news. He underwent a successful operation, but still likely to miss an extended amount of time, perhaps out for the year. And we are now in the period where there are some trades. Tommy Nance, a reliever for the Blue Jays, has been traded to the Twins for catching prospect Ryan Sprock, a guy that I actually was kind of keeping my eye on, hitting pretty well in A-ball. But Jacob Gonzalez and Brandon Eisert have been traded to the Pirates for the 34th overall pick in today's MLB draft. Yes, for dynasty managers and for just baseball fans, it is draft day in Major League Baseball, so do be aware of that. The White Sox has the first overall pick, and so you'll see, you will see what goes down there. Basically, all you can say about this, the MLB draft is kind of a crapshoot. But nevertheless, we move on now to the notable performances, where I go over everyone who did well or not in yesterday's games. The top hitter of the day is going to be Tristan Peters, and it's a very simple reason. He went 4-for-4, got the cycle, and did so in spectacular fashion. Got the triple and the home run the same inning. Excellent for Tristan Peters. The former Savannah Banana goes round tripping. Miguel Vargas, also a great day here. Home run and two doubles, 8 total bases. Excellent day for Miguel Vargas, and what's been an excellent first half for Miguel Vargas. Trevor Larnach goes 2-for-4 with a pair of doubles and a walk. Josh Bell, pair of doubles. Brooks Lee, pair of doubles and a walk, going 2-for-3. So, Twins middle of the lineup. Didn't get the win, but had some decent performances. Yordan Alvarez goes 2-for-4 with another home run. I believe that's his 30th. Wyatt Langford coming back off the IL, 1-for-3 with a home run and a walk. Willy Abreu, 3-for-4, a home run, a walk, and a double. Anthony Siegler, who has been hitting at the top of the Red Sox lineup, 2-for-5 with a home run. Brett Beatty goes 3-for-4 with a home run and a stolen base. Estruy Ruiz did not have an at-bat, but has 3 walks and a stolen base. And quietly, Estruy Ruiz is running a 10% walk rate now this year. In on base percentage leagues, do take a look at Ruiz and what he's been doing. He may deserve a long look. Junior Caminero goes 2-for-4 with a home run and a double. Jonathan Aranda goes 3-for-5 with a double. Feel like I say that every single day. Josh Naylor goes 1-for-3 with a stolen base and a walk. Eli De La Cruz, 2-for-5, a home run and a triple, making the most of those two hits. Spencer Steer goes 3-for-4. Blaze Alexander goes 2-for-4 with a home run. Jackie Kags goes 2-for-4 with a home run. James Wood, 3-for-5, a double and a home run for the MLB plate appearance leader. Paul Goldschmidt snaps a hitless streak that was extending about a week. Went 2-for-5 in the commanding Yankees win, hopefully for them at least, snapping out of a rut they've been in, and with Aaron Judge coming back, they could really get out the gates in the All-Star break running. Jason Dominguez goes 2-for-4 with a home run. Riley Green, 1-for-1 because he got 3 walks but gets a double in his one hit. Derek Hill, the journeyman center fielder, goes 3-for-4 with the home run for the Phillies. Kazuma Akimoto goes 1-for-3 with a home run and a walk. I remember talking with my great co-host Eric Hendrickson on the Shallows about Akimoto before the year, thinking he'd be more of a contact option, and absolutely has not been what happened. He has been a very 3 true outcomes kind of hitter, which is fascinating to me coming over from Japan. Tim Tebow goes 3-for-4 with a home run and a stolen base in a nice performance against the Dodgers. Andy Páez goes 3-for-4 with the home run, and then in a wild game, TJ Rumfield 2-for-2 with a pair of walks. Jake McCarthy a double and a walk, and Kyle Karros goes 3-for-5. And pardon me, real quick, this game ended at like 1 a.m. this Rockies game for me, and I'm not even on the Eastern time. I mean, this game took forever. So pulling up real quick the Giants, because they deserve to be talked about here, because Rafael Devers, I remembered that he had a great day. He did have a great day. 3-for-3 with a home run and a walk. Rafael Devers, by the way, has been really good the last 2 months. A OPS now back above 800, where it belongs. So Rafael Devers, what was looking like could be an albatross, abysmal contract based on the first 2 months. Well, let's hold the line for a second there. Also to note, Luis Arraez ups his batting average to .331. He is hitting He went 3-for-4 yesterday. Whew, thanks for dealing with that. Check out the Daily Batters Box for more information on all these hitters and then some. I'm going to take a short break and return with the starting pitchers, the reliever report, and my preview of today's games. All right, welcome back, fantasy managers. We move on now to the starting pitchers, where I go over the most notable performances from yesterday's games. We'll start with a pitcher of the day. It is sometimes very difficult, or at least a bit challenging for me to pick this. Sometimes it's very easy. This was one of the easy ones. Hunter Green goes 7 scoreless frames with 12 strikeouts, 3 hits, 1 walk on 93 pitches. Only got 14 whiffs, funny enough. You'd expect a bit more based on the strikeouts. 37 CSW percent, though. They were looking at it if they were not swinging at it. 99.2 on the fastball. Not Mizorowski levels, but coming back from the IL, really excellent to see from Hunter Green. This is just a great start. And what was maybe the best example of the still ill rule, I think you will see where he had an atrocious first start, comes back the second start, dices everyone up. Fantastic stuff from the ace. And super encouraging for the Reds as they are. I don't really know what they're doing, frankly. They may be sellers, or the NL Central is really weird. But nevertheless, excellent start from Hunter Green. Sandy Alcantara goes 7 innings, 3 earned runs, 5 hits, 8 Ks, no walks on 99 pitches, 13 whiffs, 32 CSW percent. Oh, you're thinking very normal in Sandy Alcantara start. Well, not so fast. He was very sweeper heavy against a lefty heavy Guardians lineup, mostly dropped his signature changeup. I thought this was very interesting. Threw 26% sweepers to lefties. Sweepers, normally a same-handed pitch, and was mainly dropping the changeup. Don't know what was going on there. Maybe the scouting report was that the Guardians did a lot worse on breaking balls. Regardless, a really nice start. A very Sandy Alcantara kind of slash line, albeit with more whiffs to boot. BPLV grade there. Nolan McLean, I told you this matchup was going to be great between Nolan McLean and Sonny Gray. They delivered 6 scoreless frames, 5 hits, 7 Ks, 3 walks, 98 pitches, 8 whiffs, 26 CSW for Nolan McLean. Dueling him with Sonny Gray, who goes 6 innings, 1 earned run, 5 hits, 3 Ks, 1 walk on 91 pitches. Although, just 2 whiffs. 2. For a guy that normally throws a lot of breaking stuff and everything's going left, right, and everywhere, bizarrely few whiffs from Sonny Gray, but still nevertheless was effective. Robbie Ray goes 5 innings, 1 earned run, 4 hits, 4 Ks. Get this, though. 6 walks on 100 pitches, 9 whiffs, 15% CSW, because everything they looked at was out of the zone. This was a terrible start from Robbie Ray. FPOV grade, I know it's a one earned run, but it's against the Rockies on the road, and that in a pitcher's park in Oracle. So this is gross. This is a bad start. And Robbie Ray has been outperforming peripherals most of the first half. That may be coming back to bite him soon. Sean Burke goes 7 innings, 1 earned run, 4 hits, 9 Ks, no walks on 98 pitches. If you have not been paying attention, Sean Burke has been sensational recently. 16 whiffs, 30 CSW percent, B-minus POV grade. Most importantly, his fastball sitting at 96. For a guy with a lot of movement on his fastball and a lot of dependency on that fastball, it's kind of make or break for him if that's sitting above or below 95 miles an hour. If it's sitting at 96, he's been great. Ryan Weathers goes 5 1/3, 1 earned run, 6 hits, 6 Ks, no walks on 91 pitches. BPOV grade, 11 whiffs, 32 CSW percent. It's a really solid start from Ryan Weathers. Not anchoring necessarily, but being a solid part of the Yankees rotation. Jack Flaherty goes 6 innings, 2 earned runs, 2 hits, 6 Ks, 3 walks on 86 pitches. A pretty solid start with 16 whiffs, 33 CSW percent, and what may end up being his last start with the Detroit Tigers. We'll see. May make a few more, but he is likely to be a name shipped off at the deadline, contract expiring this year. And finally, Chris Sale was looking really good before the game got completely rained out. Well, not rained out, but a long rain delay caused Sale to miss the second half of the start. Still, 3 innings, no earned runs, 2 hits, 5 Ks, 1 walk on 43 pitches, 9 whiffs, 40 CSW percent. Despite the abbreviated start, got an APOV grade out of it. So be sure to give the Plus Pitch podcast a listen and check out Nick and Jake's daily SP roundup. Probably going to see a lot more of Jake on this. Nick has hit the 60-day IL. I mentioned it yesterday, but he ruptured his Achilles. Really brutal injury. Now his hands, his typing hands are just fine. Believe me, I know that. But still probably going to miss a bit, going to see a bit less of Nick on the podcast than per usual. Anyway, we move on now to the reliever report, where I go over the saves and who blew it from yesterday's games. Kirby Yates and Andrew Kittredge both pick up their third saves of the year, respectively. Notable for the rotating closer roles in both of those teams. Cade Smith goes and gets a save, 28th of the year. Riley O'Brien picks up his 23rd. Louis Varland picks up his 19th, and Juan Meja had to stay up very late to hear this one, got his fourth save of the year, and definitely deserved against the Giants. Who blew it? Where I go over the worst performance from yesterday's games. Caleb Killian throws a yes hitter for the San Francisco Giants. No innings pitched because he didn't record a single out. 3 hits, 3 earned runs, 1 walk. Loss and the blown save. Caleb Killian blows it for the Giants, and that sums up their season well. Check out Rick Graham's weekly articles for more information on all of these relievers and then some. We will look forward to today's games now on this lovely Saturday. Full slate of games. Mariners at the Rays. Logan Gilbert versus Griffin Jacks. Game I want to highlight here. The Cleveland Guardians at the Miami Marlins. It is Tanner Bibee versus Yuri Perez. Diamondbacks versus the Dodgers. It is Bram Fott versus Yoshinobu Yamamoto. And I do just want to say the Brewers and the Pirates have a doubleheader today. So be sure to check your set your lineups accordingly. But my game of the day is going to be the Phillies at the Tigers. It is Christopher Sanchez versus Casey Mize, 2 sub 3 ERA pitchers. And just like Flaherty, maybe Mize's last start, or at least one of his last starts in a Tigers jersey. We'll see what they do. Could be a fascinating deadline at Detroit. But that's going to be the First Pitch podcast today. And for a deeper dive on everything baseball, hop on to pitcherless.com for further access. Sign up for PL Plus and PL Pro to gain access to the Discord. POV apps to support the Pitcherless staff. Finally, my name is Carson Beccar. You can find me on the Shallows podcast with my great co-host, Eric Henriksen, as well as on the website, formerly known as Twitter, at Carson Picard PL. Thank you so much for listening. Good luck with the rest of your weeks. Bless the knees, bless the elbows. Take care, you guys.